Captain Devlin's Captive. Written by Suzanne Saville. Narrated by Andrew Randall. Chapter 1, June 1692. Jezebel Buchanan had yet to scream. She had not screamed when she heard the thundering feet charging toward her bolted cabin door, nor when the simple wooden panels had splintered and pirates had surged into her cramped quarters, nor did she yell when a particularly fearsome and malodorous pair of these men had dragged her up on deck, despite her desperate struggle to scratch and kick them. Screaming would have done no earthly good, and Miss Felicity was screaming enough for both of them. Miss Felicity looked like a heap of clothes on wash day as she lay sobbing and pounding her palms against the planks. Her blonde ringlets, whose curled perfection Jezebel had labored long to create this morning, were now a tangled shambles. With gratuitous force, her captors hurled Jezebel forward, then shoved her to her knees at Miss Felicity's side. Jezebel crouched low, protecting her head, expecting a blow from somewhere. But none came. In fact, the men shouting and raucous laughter seemed to be farther away. She glanced up. The pirates had moved off to appropriate more plunder. Miss Felicity raised her reddened, tear-stained face to the sky and wailed. Internally, Jezebel wailed right along with her. When she had first seen the sloop on the horizon, she had thought it such a jaunty ship. Its triangular grey sails were rakishly slanted back, almost like fins, as if the clean-lined ship were a denizen of the seas, sprung fully formed from the waves themselves. It came up on them swiftly. Never had she imagined it would raise the red flag. Never had she thought such a beautiful craft could be possessed by pirates. Trying to assuage her aching knees, Jezebel rolled onto her hip and, jaw clenched, surveyed the defeated crew. None of the Rebecca's sailors seemed injured, which tallied with the fact that from her cabin she had heard a distinct lack of cannon fire. After Captain Walters had ordered Miss Felicity and herself to seek shelter behind their room's locked doors, he had apparently surrendered the Rebecca to the pirate vessel without resistance. How did Captain Walters think mere locks would keep them safe when an entire ship could not? Murmuring soothing words to Miss Felicity, Jezebel attempted to huddle close and was coldly rebuffed for her troubles. No matter how horrendous the circumstances, Miss Felicity apparently found familiarity from her servants intolerable. After almost a year in her service, she shouldn't have been surprised. That was typical of Miss Felicity. The pirates finished rounding up the men of the Rebecca. Bright sun bore down on them as they stood in a long, tense row, from her captain to the lowliest member of the crew. Most were staring up at the quarterdeck, from whence the captain would normally command. Jezebel swiveled, following their gaze, as one of the sailors gasped, "It's the devil himself!" Her breath caught in her throat. She would not have argued the point. The raven-haired man standing on the quarterdeck, imperially surveying them all, certainly seemed capable of striking fear into the doubtiest of hearts. He was tall, lean, with broad shoulders, and dressed entirely in black, from his boots to his plumed three-cornered hat. Silver lace at his throat, silver buttons down the length of his coat and ringing its wide cuffs, and silver embellishments along the leather baldric from which his sword hung, provided the perfect foil for his dark aspect.
"I am Captain Neil Devlin, and well pleased I am you've heard of me."
Even his voice was dark, like smooth port wine, but it was also surprisingly cultured and possessed a lilting cadence. He strode a few paces along the quarterdeck. Sunlight glinted off his silver as he moved. He wore no fashionable wig, nor the surfeit of ribbons gentlemen generally sported, yet he struck her as more well-bred than the average male of her acquaintance, let alone amongst pirates.
"You may also have heard that afore I depart, I offer to those who want it a chance to turn pirate." "Do not listen to that Irish rogue," Captain Walters bravely interjected. "The wages of piracy is hell."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?